circumstances get in your way. So, take 15 minutes right now for a tidy up. If you're at work, make it a desk sweep. Clear the decks. Put your desk in order. If you're at home, take the space in the house where you spend the most time and make it as attractive as you can for yourself right now. Already obsessively tidy? Then pat yourself on the back for being so organized and lie back and relax for 10 minutes. Designing and creating your own life is much more fun than spending all your energy constantly troubleshooting and problem-solving. It's no good trying to meet everyone's needs except your own. Busy people have a tendency to take on more and more because they see what needs doing and know how to get things done. Recognize the pattern? It's very tempting to chase around the world, helping everyone else except yourself. Doing so, however, can drain your energy in a drip-feed kind of way until you stop noticing it. You run around so much after other people and dissipate your energy with your concerns about them that you forget to look after yourself too. As you begin to recognize more about where you are stuck in the confidence stakes and what holds you back, one very important question for you to consider is, how do you know when your needs are being met? To answer this question, look at your life and see whether you sleep well each night, eat wholesome food, develop relationships, enjoy your work, and have time for hobbies, time out, and exercise. If not, then the balance may have tipped too much in favour of supporting others. At the end of the day, do a final check to make sure you've done something good for yourself today, as well as supporting everyone else. If not, then put it top of your agenda for tomorrow. The most confident people are generous to others and to themselves at the same time. They have high self-esteem, and they know they must value themselves and their time as well as that of others. So, why not start your confidence-building program right here and now? It's great to have you on board for what I promise will be a wonderful and transformational journey. With confidence comes more fun, freedom, and opportunities to do what really works for you. This is where you're going to start flexing your confidence muscles, and we know from experience that you're probably in a much more confident shape than you may give yourself credit for. You can also celebrate what you're already good at and imagine the new super confident you on the horizon as your confidence building work progresses. When asked to think what confidence means, most people have a feel for it but find it quite difficult to tie down precisely. After all, confidence is not some miracle pill or wonder food you can buy in a shop. A good dictionary provides at least three definitions, and it's important to understand each aspect as it is easy to muddle them. Self-assuredness. This relates to your confidence in your ability to perform to a certain standard. Belief in the ability of other people. This definition focuses on how you expect others to behave in a trustworthy or competent way. Keeping certain information secret or restricted to a few people. This definition concerns the idea of keeping a confidence. I think an even better definition exists. One that's more useful to you in everyday life. One that's true no matter how tough a situation you face or how comfortable you feel about it. Here it is. At its heart, confidence is the ability to take appropriate and effective action in any situation, however challenging it appears to you or others. So how does it feel to be confident? Don't worry about whether you feel comfortable performing a challenging activity or are fully relaxed about the action you are taking. Confident people are okay with the feeling of not knowing all the answers. Phew, what a relief. Confidence is just the feeling that it'll be okay. The sense of feeling confident inside comes with increased practice and familiarity with what you do. You can also create it from your life experiences and bring it out when you need it. This doesn't mean that you won't ever feel scared. You will. But the good news is that you'll be able to live with the fear. Determine where you are in the confidence stakes. Any measure of confidence is, by its nature, pretty subjective. Other people may form